What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, we are now at episode 153 of A Gal and Gay Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I'm Mick.
I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. In this episode, we're talking about Emmys, the Emmy nominations for 2018. Just came out a few days ago, so we're
gonna... A lot of big surprises.
Yeah.
A lot of snubs, too.
Yeah, a lot of snubs, too. So we'll talk a little bit about those. I mean, some of these were not surprising to me. But no. But, yeah, so we're going to just talk about the major categories and who's nominated and what our thoughts are.
Yeah. And the Emmys are September 17th on NBC, and this is the 70th annual primetime Emmys.
September what?
17th.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
September 17th.
We'll do a little watch party.
Yep, you will be packing about that
I will
time.
Be.
So Kitty has news to share that she is...
I didn't know we were going to share it so soon, but I'm moving back to Texas, where I'm from originally. At the end of September. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll still be able to podcast just via the internet.
Thank the internet.
Yes, exactly. So podcast isn't going anywhere. It's just going to be done in a little differently. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little different way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in a couple different states.
Right.
So we're expanding. It's our it's a strategy to expand
yes,
our listenership.
We're expanding, yep.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, Texas is a big state.
It's a big state,
you know,
yep. Uh-huh.
So... You have a big job ahead of you.
I do. Uh-huh.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Good luck with that. But before you
I hope one of my coworkers listen to this because I haven't told a lot of them yet. So surprise.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just haven't. Yeah. So it's not like it's. I don't know. I just haven't. So.
Oh. Well, surprise.
Surprise.
The cat.
Right.
Literally. Yeah. Is out of the bag.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, the Emmy nominations have been pretty interesting. And
for sure.
Just in the last few years, they've added a lot of streaming shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, the broadcast, it's really kind of hurt broadcast.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about this several times, I feel it's broadcast television's fault because they still seem to be stuck a little bit in the past.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they really have no one else to blame but themselves because they don't, you know, they're still following the playbook of this is too risque or this is too scandalous or whatever. Obviously still playing to the large audiences, but I think people are now getting accustomed to a certain quality of show and film that they can get on streaming, you know? And so that's hurting them, I think, tremendously. And the fact that they cancel shows before they even get a chance to really get an audience is hurting them, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, just look at the drama series category.
Yeah.
Out of the seven who are nominated, there's only one that is on the big
four, that's on network TV.
Five,
yeah.
Maybe CW. Big four.
Yeah.
Networks. The rest of them are on streaming
or cable. Mm-hmm.
And let me go over that real quick. The listed nominees for drama series: The Handmaid's Tale,
Hulu,
Game of Thrones,
HBO,
This Is Us,
NBC,
The Crown,
Netflix,
The Americans,
FX,
Stranger Things,
Netflix,
and Westworld,
HBO. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, and. I would say that This Is Us is probably the most one of the most popular dramas on network TV right now, at least, you know, in that regard. So I'm not surprised it got nominated because I do think it is actually a very good show. It's done very well. But compared to these other nominees, it's no way. There's no way they're going to win,
right?
In my opinion.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God.
And so this, from what I believe, this is... Season one, Handmaid's
yes,
Tale.
Yes,
not season
yeah,
two.
Yeah, season two, because this is
right.
Yeah, 2018. So,
and I mean, And we'll have a pod, one of our future podcasts will be just on The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
And this
we'll talk about season two and the finale. And
But that is a tough category. And The Americans, that's a show series that I've wanted to watch for a couple of years. And now that it's over, maybe I'll go back. And I definitely want, it's on my list.
I know.
Of shows to go back.
Me too.
And watch. Because I've loved Stranger Things.
Right, Stranger Things is amazing. Westworld.
Westworld, I gave up on.
Yeah, I did too.
Middle season two.
I did too.
It's just not there.
You know, yeah. I mean, the first season was really good, but I think, I don't know. Just, I need something where I don't have to think so much. Right?
Well, and it's really complicated.
Right, exactly.
It's super complicated. I know. Even people who love, and I love the show. I really did because it was different, it was unique. But then I think sometimes you get so far out there that
it's like,
I would rather watch a show that I don't. I mean, I feel you should not be watching on all devices at all times, but that's unfortunately that's the way it goes. The
world we live in, yep.
And with all the, you know, what timeline are you in and trying to figure all that out. And that can be fun, I think, for a couple episodes, but I think when you're trying to base an entire series off that,
it's very confusing. And it all doesn't come together till the 10th episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. It can get a little daunting.
Right.
'Cause, I mean,
and this is a show that HBO releases weekly.
Mm-hmm. So it's exactly.
Not, I mean, some shows are made to binge.
Right.
And I think the show is made to binge. Unfortunately,
I agree.
It's not released.
I agree.
Like that.
Yeah. I agree.
The Crown.
I have not watched it yet. It's another one that's on my list.
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes. I really enjoyed it.
You know, but I know people love it. I know I should go back and watch it.
But The Handmaid's Tale and Game of Thrones are really
both
my
spectacular shows. I agree. I think it's going to be. I mean, that's a tough one, but I would say The Handmaid's Tale again. I think they won. Did they win last year? I can't remember.
It was either that or Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's one of those.
Yeah.
I get them mixed up. Mm-hmm. They've won awards before. I can't remember what they were, but yes, absolutely.
Okay, so comedy series, same thing that we were talking about. There's only one broadcast network show that has been nominated. That is Black-ish on ABC.
The rest, Atlanta, who's on FX, Barry on HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm, HBO, Glow on Netflix, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, Silicon Valley, HBO, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is Netflix. Mm-hmm. I've seen most of these shows. I haven't seen Barry. I've heard some really great things about. I have watched it yet.
Atlanta, for sure.
And
Black-ish.
So
good.
Black-ish, I mean, that tells you the kind of show that is and you know, just how good the writing is and whatnot, that it stands up to these kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. So that tells you something about it. Glow, I fucking love Glow. I'm in the middle of binging season two
right now.
Well,
you're not really in the middle.
I'm almost done binging season two. you know, it's just, we'll talk more about Glow in a little bit, but it's just amazing. And then The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel also was a really fun show. If you haven't watched it on Amazon, it's pretty good. So, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt too, I think is just a really funny show. So these are all really great, really well written, really great cast. So that's a hard one. What do you think's gonna win? I know. That's a hard one.
Well, and again, Marvelous Miss Maisel got so much love at Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I feel like it's going to be Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that's so tough. I think the top three, Atlanta, Glow, and The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, that's still a really popular one.
Yeah, it is.
Who knows? I don't know. That's a tough category. I think it could go to any of them. Although I feel like Silicon Valley's kind of still a great show, but I think it's not as high up as it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Limited series run. I admittedly have not seen any of these, so I can't speak to them, but it's The Alienist, The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, Genius, Picasso, Godless, and Patrick Melrose.
I've seen two of them, The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, yes, that was
and Godless, which was
Is that on Netflix?
Fantastic. fantastic. Yes.
And is that, that's a Western?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
With Michelle.
Oh, Daughtry.
Daughtry.
From Downton Abbey. Abbey. Yes.
It is.
I've heard great
so
things. Yeah.
Freaking good.
You're right. I have heard good things.
You need to watch
I've heard
that.
Good things about The Alienist too, which I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
It's about a female detective, like one of the most, I think one of the first female detectives working, like murders and stuff. So it's like a true
Godless, crime. I hope wins. And I would go back and watch it again. It is that, it's that good.
Great. What, how did you think of the American Crime Story? What did you think of that?
Two episodes left.
Uh-huh.
The acting is,
yeah,
is incredible.
Well, I think so. I mean, I know some of the, actors from that got nominated, so that's cool. Now let's go to lead actor in a drama series. Again, most of these are streaming or cable, except for a couple, but we have Jason Bateman for Ozark, which is a Netflix show, Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Ed Harris, Westworld, Matthew Reese, The Americans, Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us, and then Jeffrey Wright from Westworld. I can tell you, as a fan of This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown is phenomenal. He's so good, and so is Milo. So I would be really happy if they won, but I don't know. I really hope it's Sterling K. Brown. I know he won, was it a Golden Globe? I don't know. He won recently for the same role, so.
So I think what happens in categories like this, when you have two Westworld actors, you have two This Is Us actors,
they cancel each other out. Yep.
And if that was a case, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I mean, they might give it to Matthew Reese just because this is the last season of The Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening, you know, because it is a lot of, there are a lot of politics involved in these things, so it's possible.
And I love Ozark.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, and Jason Bateman's great.
He's always great. And it's such a dark comedy, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more dark, but Jason's, I mean, they're all great on
They're here. All great, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so lead actress, we have Claire Foy, The Crown, Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black, which I still have not finished
the
last
season. I haven't finished either.
Elizabeth Moss, and we don't really need to go any further. She Should Win.
Right.
Handmaid's Tale. Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, which again,
I have not watched, but I've heard amazing things. And I know a lot of people really excited about Sandra Oh getting nominated, because I think she's the first Asian American actress to be nominated for this category. So that's really, that's really great.
Keri Russell, The Americans, and Evan Rachel Wood, Westworld. First off, let's go back. Tatiana has been playing multiple characters.
She deserves it. And she's won this before. Golden Globe, maybe? Yeah, she won, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I love Tatiana Maslany. I mean, especially on Orphan Black. She's playing several different characters every episode.
That right there. And the thing is, those characters are so unique and different. And for her to be able to pull that off.
I know.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But Elizabeth Moss.
She's
stellar.
She's superb. Like, there's nothing more to say about Elizabeth Moss. She's amazing.
And for her to transform herself so much in this, because, you know, she was on Mad Men.
Yeah.
And, you know, Betty Draper.
Yeah.
Like, that is a role that you will be known as forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard for some actors and actresses to break out of that. And sometimes they have to wait years. But, like, she jumped right in with Handmaid's Tale.
I know.
And I don't even think about Betty Draper.
No, I don't think of her. I forget about Mad Men, honestly. This is what she's going to be known for, I think, for the rest of her life, which is amazing. So, yeah, I do think Elizabeth Moss has got that one in the bag, for sure.
Yeah.
So.
But then again, it's Orphan Black is, you know.
Yeah, that's done, and it would be amazing if Tatiana won an Emmy, because she absolutely deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And she should have been given an Emmy or something else much sooner than she did.
Because she
didn't get even nominated until just a couple years ago, and that show's on for several years. So
Peggy Olson, not Betty Draper. Sorry.
Oh.
Like, why didn't that sound right?
That didn't sound right, but I was like, maybe he's right. I don't know.
But I'm like, no, she wasn't rated on Peggy Olson. Sorry. Sorry. I was just like, wait a second. That doesn't sound right. I've gotten a lot of sleep today. Maybe that's my problem. But anyway, going back. Yeah, so yeah. Tatiana. But then again, Keri Russell, The Americans, it's the last season.
Last season.
You just don't really
know. And Sandra Oh, I mean, she's Yeah. She's also an amazing actress who's been in so many great things, you know, mm-hmm. and so it could be one, let's give it to Sandra. Mm-hmm. So who knows? That's a tough category because they're all great, really. Yeah. So lead actor in a comedy series, we have Donald Glover for Atlanta, Bill Hader for Barry, Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, William H. Macy, Shameless, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, then Ted Danson in The Good Place, which I love that he got nominated.
I know.
Because he is hilarious mm-hmm. on The Good Place. We talk about The Good Place all the time on this podcast, but yeah. if you haven't watched it, watch it. It is so good.
So, and he's another one who has had to really break out of the right. Sam Malone shadow. And I don't see Sam Malone at all.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. In his character on The Good Place. So, that again, that's a real tough category.
That is a tough category. Agreed. There goes, they're all great. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Bill Hader on Barry is pretty good. So, that's definitely a hard one. So, let's go to lead actress in a comedy series. Pamela Adlon, Better Things, which she's been nominated before. Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which she's fantastic. Tracy Ellis Ross, Black-ish, Allison Janney, Mom, Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie, and then Issa Rae, Insecure, which I haven't watched and I've been meaning to watch mm-hmm. too.
And got picked up for another season too.
Yeah, I like her a lot. So.
And so Tracy Ellis Ross has won before.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Janney.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Brosnahan, who won the Golden Globe.
She did.
But I'm not sure if she's won it. I think this could be the first year.
I think you might be right. But she is fantastic on that show. She's mm-hmm. really good. So I would be really happy if she won. But honestly, every one of these ladies is great. So yeah. It would be, you know, any mm-hmm. of them would deserve it, I think. So.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to lead actor in a limited series or movie, Antonio Banderas in Genius Picasso, Darren Criss for Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, Benedict Cumberbatch, Patrick Melrose, Jeff Daniels, The Looming Tower, John Legend, Jesus Christ Superstar, and then Jesse Plemons on the USS Callister, which is an episode of
Black Mirror.
So,
Darren Criss was really, really
good.
Yeah,
I'm really happy he got nominated, and I'm also... Jesse Plemons on there too because he is so good.
That was a great episode.
Absolutely. So, and John Legend too. I mean, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see The Looming Tower or Patrick Melrose, but you know what? These are all great actors. Honestly, any of them will do great.
Mm-hmm. All right, lead actress in a limited series or movie. We start with Laura Dern, The Tale, Jessica Biel, The Sinner. Michelle Dockery, Godless, we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Edie Falco, The Mendez Murders. Regina King, 7 Seconds. Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story, Cult.
Mm.
Michelle Dockery, I mean, I loved Godless.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I haven't seen The Sinner, but I've heard great things about it. Edie Falco's just amazing and everything. So is Regina King and Sarah Paulson. So mm-hmm. Laura Dern, I love Laura Dern.
Yeah.
The Tale, I've heard, is really, really great.
Surprised Big Little Lies is not.
I know. That's a good, yeah. But the Tale is very, apparently very hard to watch. So it's about this woman. She's a documentary filmmaker. She made this movie about her experiences. At 13, she started dating a older man, like her coach or something. And she thought she was very much in love. And it didn't have, like several years later when she's older, she's like, oh, I was molested and I didn't realize it. So. Anyway, it's supposed to be phenomenal. I haven't watched it yet. That's on HBO.
Hmm.
But anyway, Laura Dern's amazing. So, again, any of these women could and should win. So, it's going to another hard category. A lot of these categories are, you know, full of really great actors, and it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. The reason why Big Little Lies was not nominated is because they won last year.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Golden Globes and Emmys. It's so...
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Kind of forget.
It blurs. Because mm-hmm. they're usually like very close together.
Yeah.
Typically, so.
Mm-hmm. And they swept last year.
They did, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about supporting actor in a drama series. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. how you say it. You know, he plays Jaime Lannister on Game of Thrones. And then Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. Joseph Fiennes. Handmaid's Tale, David Harbour, Stranger Things, Mandy Patinkin, Homeland, and then Matt Smith, The Crown. These are all good. David Harbour is so good
in Stranger
Things.
Yeah, I think he should win.
I agree too.
I don't feel that Peter Dinklage had that much to do.
Well, last season, probably not. I mean, I think he shined more in other seasons for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fantastic.
Right.
Always, but yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with David Harbour.
David Harbour, I hope so. Although Joseph Fiennes is, especially in this last season. Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, just despicable. So,
yeah.
You really, yeah. Okay, sorry, my computer
is
being
slow.
This is a hard one.
This is really...
Okay, supporting actress in a drama series. This is full of a lot of amazing women. Alexis Bledel for The Handmaid's Tale. Millie Bobby Brown, Stranger Things, which I'm so happy she got nominated. She's mm-hmm. amazing. Anne Dowd, The Handmaid's Tale. Lena Headey. Game of Thrones, Vanessa Kirby, The Crown, Thandie Newton, Westworld, and then Yvonne Stravinsky, The Handmaid's Tale. This is a hard one. I truly think Yvonne Stravinsky should get it. Mm-hmm. If we're going by season two, her character has grown so much. We'll talk about this more, but I think she was phenomenal.
Yeah, and Dowd.
And Dowd, too.
She won last year.
She did.
I don't feel like Aunt Lydia had that much to do. This season?
No, I agree. I mean, she was...
Not as much.
Yeah, not as much. But, I mean, Anne Dowd is amazing.
Yeah. Just well, Alexis Bledel.
Oh, my God, yeah. Her, too. Especially so this season. Good. So good.
And Thandie Newton is always fantastic in Westworld.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I think she's probably... For me, she's the standout on Westworld, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And Millie Bobby Brown, she's amazing.
Well, good luck in me, voters.
I know, because that is a hard... Yeah. I would not want to have to choose any of those. You want to talk about supporting actor?
Yep. We have supporting actor. This is in a comedy series. We have Louis Anderson in Baskets, which I've heard great things about.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Baldwin, Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Titus Burgess, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Brian Tyree Henry, Atlanta. Tony Shalhoub, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Kenan Thompson, Saturday Night Live. And Henry Winkler in Barry.
This is another hard category. Mm-hmm. I know Louis won before. And Titus, I would love if Titus won just because he's so funny and he's always so funny.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub too on Miss Maisel is really good.
Yeah.
So, and Henry Winkler is just really funny in everything he does. I love when he does comedy roles. He's really good. So that's another really hard category. All right, let's do supporting actress in a comedy series. We have Zazie Beetz, Atlanta. Alex Borstein. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, A.D. Bryant, Saturday Night Live, Betty Gilpin, Glow, Leslie Jones, SNL, Kate McKinnon, SNL, Laurie Metcalf for Roseanne, and then Megan Mullally, Will and Grace.
I
hope that, I mean, Laurie Metcalf, I would just, I don't know if she ever won an Emmy back in the day.
Yeah,
she did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
For Roseanne, but.
I would like Betty Gilpin.
Which one is Betty?
The blonde.
The blonde. Oh, yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in season two.
Season two, yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks because Alison Brie wasn't.
I know.
She's part of the snubs. But I don't know. I think, and I don't know if the Roseanne controversy is
going to overshadow that.
Yeah, Lori's.
Yeah.
And then Megan Mullally. I mean, Will and Grace is back.
Mm-hmm.
She's just still fantastic as Karen Walker.
Right.
So maybe... Maybe Betty can pull it out because you have all the Saturday Night Live people. I think that they cancel each other out.
Right, and you know, it's not that they're not great, but they get nominated every year, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, another tough
category.
Okay. All right,
supporting actor in a limited series or movie.
Jeff Daniels for Godless. Brandon Victor Dixon for Jesus Christ Superstar, which I admittedly did not watch, so I can't say anything. John Leguizamo for Waco. Ricky Martin for American Crime Story, Gianni Versace. Edgar Ramirez, same show. Michael Stuhlbarg, The Looming Tower. And then Finn Wittrock for American Crime Story. So gosh, three from American Crime Story on here. How was Ricky Martin?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah?
I was just thinking, like, wasn't in it that much.
Really?
I mean, I guess that's why.
Maybe.
Supporting actor, but
I really like Finn Wittrock.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
good
he's
in
good.
Everything. So, I mean, I don't know. I truly have not seen any of these, so I can't
speak.
Yeah,
and Jeff Daniels was really good in Godless, but he's so good at playing bad too.
Yeah, he is.
And I just, yeah. The thing with that is, how many people watch Godless? That's another thing. I mean, some voters are supposed to watch them all,
right?
But and Jeff Daniels does have name recognition. I think that helps.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But
I don't know.
I think it's those are just kind of the ones that are up in the air.
I haven't seen Waco. I think that's about the Branch Davidian stuff, and I think Taylor Kitsch is in that. I forget what channel it's on, but I've been wanting to watch it. But anyway, we'll see. Supporting actress in a limited series or movie as Sarah Barry Alice for Jesus Christ Superstar, Penelope Cruz for American Crime Story, Versace, Judith Light. Judith Light, I didn't know she was in that. American Crime Story, Versace. Idina Porter for American Horror Story, Cult. Merritt Weaver for Godless, and then Lieta Wright for Black Mirror, The Black Museum. Or is it Letitia?
Letitia.
Wright for that Black Museum, Black Mirror episode, which is really good, and I love her so much, so. I don't know. All really good ladies.
All right, let's skip down to Structured Reality Program. We have Antiques Roadshow, PBS, Fixer Upper, HGTV.
Where am I?
Kitty is addicted to HGTV.
It's true.
Lip Sync Battle, which is Paramount, Queer Eye, Netflix, Shark Tank, ABC, and Who Do You Think You Are, TLC. Huh, I wonder which one we're going to go with for this one.
Most definitely Queer Eye. Most definitely.
Definitely.
I really hope they win because, I mean, I feel like that show has been just a phenomenal success and everyone loves it. And it by far, I mean, Antiques Roadshow. Come on.
It is.
It's been on for like 50 years.
Classic.
It's a classic. It's true. But it is nowhere near as entertaining as Queer Eye. Fixer Upper, listen to me. I love Chip and Joanna Gaines. I love Fixer Upper.
It's their last season.
I've seen every episode, but I'm still going Queer Eye because it is the best out of all of these.
Right.
It just is.
It's relevant.
It's uplifting. It's fun.
Yeah.
They deserve it. So
and it's back after however many years.
Right. So I truly hope they win because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, Queer Eye is coming to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to figure out what I can say.
Well, I can tell you, we have confirmed season 3 will be filmed here.
Right, there we go.
They start production July 16th.
Okay.
This is all stuff that we have confirmed through Netflix. We've heard other things that are not confirmed, so we could speculate or just say sources have said because you can source. Anyway.
Well, sure.
But yes, they are filming season 3. Confirmed through Netflix.
They start
unconfirmed
now.
Right, they start now. Right. Mm-hmm. So they're in Kansas City and they'll be filming in and around Kansas City for the next few months. We've heard from some sources that also season 4 will be filmed here, like much like they did in Atlanta, although Netflix has not said that, but you know, we know people and we've heard things.
Yeah.
So
I have
in good faith that that is true. So yeah, and that they're staying downtown and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's so exciting for Kansas City, I think, because so much, like nobody knows, there aren't a lot of people who know about Kansas City or have been to Kansas City or know anything about it. So,
yeah. And it's Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
We need to educate everyone. It's Kansas City, Missouri. And I really did appreciate in their promo video.
Right.
They said
Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
Number one, they have to do that because they are getting a tax credit.
Uh-huh.
So you have
exactly.
to. But also, yes, it is called Kansas City and it is in Missouri, not Kansas, which is right next
but
door.
But there is also a Kansas City, Kansas. It's very confusing, people.
Yes.
We
it
know.
It is Kansas City, Kansas, which is right across the river.
So we straddle the Missouri-Kansas state line. So Kansas City, Missouri, obviously on the Missouri side, there is a Kansas City, Kansas. It's right across the river. It's very confusing, but just know this show is in Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Although I wonder...
are they
going to...
They are based, like Atlanta, they are based in the city,
but
they go out and around.
Right. So are they going to go to the Kansas side is my question.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, right? Because
I think it's mostly Missouri.
It's probably going to be the Missouri side, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Just for...
Yep.
mm-hmm. and credit purposes, right. I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's the metro. So right. just like Atlanta, they'll be outside of mm-hmm. of Kansas City and yeah. inside from a few people I know who, two people I know who might be cast on the show.
Oh, uh-huh.
So mm-hmm. definitely mm-hmm. inside Kansas City. But mm-hmm. I know that, I'm trying to make sure that I say this correctly, just in case someone is listening, anybody included with the production, they had been looking at people in certain areas affiliated with certain organizations and universities. So they are definitely looking for a wide variety of people to feature on the show. So okay. and if you haven't watched Queer Eye, the new batch, basically I'm calling them Gremlins, the new batch, Queer Eye, the new batch, the new seasons, that they are,
Jesus.
I know.
What is he watching? Sorry, everyone, if you can hear.
Yes. Anyway.
Nick's husband is watching some loud-ass show.
Right. So as I yell at him through text message right now.
but here's the...
So it's not called Queer Eye.
Yeah.
For the straight guy anymore.
Because they don't just help straight guys. They've helped some women, they've helped gay men, and they've helped at least one transgender man. So, you know, it's everybody. And it's all about, and it's not your stereotypical, you know, just fashion and just, you know, design or whatever. It's a lot of it is just helping these people get the confidence they need to move forward in life and really just, you know, give them a pep talk and help them succeed, which is really nice. So, and succeed in whichever way they want to, so, or need to. So it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they changed it, I think.
Yeah.
And especially in the day and age that we live in now. And we've talked about this before. The one kind of issue I had with the first one is that, and it was great for the time, but mm-hmm. it also came across that every gay man
right.
knows style, knows yeah. all the stuff, and that mm-hmm. is not the case.
Absolutely.
And so that is...
You should meet some of the gay men I know.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's one of the reasons they dropped the
right.
the straight guy, because they're also helping women, they're helping gay men, they're helping, there's a trans man
mm-hmm.
in season 2. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
I'm really excited to see
where this is going to go.
This is going to be what's great is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Sly James, made a video basically saying like, hey, you should come here and here's why. And that really helped Netflix choose Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really great because there's been a huge push from this city to get more people here, get more recognition. And once this show airs, I think it's going to be really big for Kansas City because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't know about it. My sister started watching Queer Eye and she's like, now I want to go to Atlanta because I never knew anything about Atlanta. And I think that's going to have the same effect.
Oh, for sure.
For Kansas City, which is great. I just love it. I'm very, because I love Kansas City, even though I'm moving, I love Kansas City. And so I'm really excited for what this is going to mean. Because this, even in the 6 years that I've lived here, so much has changed in this city. And I think it's just a positive thing. It's great. So, yeah.
Are we doing a Queer Eye episode?
Well, we were gonna, but this will count as that.
This will count as that. All right, so now I can start talking about my Queer Eye experience.
Yes, yes.
So I got a chance before they made the announcement that season three, I gotta wash my mouth, season three was coming to Kansas City. It was actually 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
The guys were in town, and I was there for a very small reception. For them, so I got to meet them all. They're all fantastic. They are all exactly who they are in the show.
I made Mick call me immediately and tell me everything, like every small detail about the meeting, just to let y'all know.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
they all of them are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So great, and they have amazing chemistry.
Yeah.
And
you can tell.
Absolutely. Like, they all really do
it. I mean, it comes out on screen too. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, that's a great thing. I always love that when you can tell people click.
Yeah.
In real life.
And it's also nice because Bobby is from Missouri.
Yeah.
He's from outside of Jefferson City, Mount Vernon. And so I know he's really excited to
yeah.
be in Kansas City, and he's close to home, and he was a little bit more of the shyer.
Yeah.
The shyest one of the group, which was kind of cool to kind of see because mm-hmm. everyone just expects, oh, they're on TV.
Right, they they're going to be right. outgoing, but...
The one who was the most outgoing was Karamo, for
right.
sure. For feel,
well, he's a networker, right? So, that of course, he's going to
he,
be, right.
Networker. That is a great
right.
way to describe yeah. it. He was all uh-huh. over the room. It was awesome. Like, it was just fun just kind of watching them, and I got the chance to chat with Tan the mm-hmm. most, Tan and a little bit more, a little bit with Jonathan, and just, they're just super, super guys.
I love it.
And so, I know that they are going to be busy, so I've heard from people in Kansas City expecting that they're going to be out and about
right.
for the next 3 or 4 months.
Right.
They have to realize, everyone needs to realize
right.
that these guys are super busy.
Right.
Super busy.
When you're filming a show, it is 12-hour mm-hmm. plus days. And so, right. I mean, they're going to be most of their time focused on that, correct? So.
Right. And these guys have to travel back to L.A., New
right.
York, other places,
mm-hmm.
Because they are also doing other things as well. So, they are going to be in Kansas City.
Yes.
They just won't be here as much as you might well, hope that they
although, will. Although, if you follow them on social media, mm-hmm. they posted a lot about Kansas City already.
Yeah.
Bobby and Karamo went to the Imagine Dragons concert last night.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
posting it out at the
And they were also
Center.
In Target yesterday afternoon.
I know.
And Merriam. I think it was Merriam.
Was it Merriam?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's fun. And Bobby's worked out in Brookside before, I think, at the Orange Theory. I don't know if he still does. But
oh, really?
He posted it once. And then Tan was posting about Chateau Milk this morning. So I was like, it's just fun to see that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might see
well,
them.
Well, they are here this weekend because
right.
they start filming
Monday. Yeah.
So, but I do know that, I mean, a lot of times they're not going to be here
right.
as much.
They're not going to be, I mean, they're not going to be leisurely mm-hmm. around. I mean, they're, yeah, exactly. So right. you might see them. I mean, obviously,
oh,
you're,
yeah.
especially if you're downtown, you're probably going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just know that they're not just,
yeah,
they're just not hanging out. They're working.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I can't wait until it airs, and then maybe we can actually talk to them about
mm-hmm.
it.
That is out there. That is out there in the universe.
Good, good, good.
So
I will fly back specifically for that.
You better get that ticket ready.
I will.
But no, it is exciting.
It's so very exciting.
And hopefully this is just the beginning.
Right.
Just the beginning of bigger productions coming to Kansas City.
You know, yeah, and I think this is going to help because in the past 2 years, the Kansas City Film Office reopened and they've been really pushing to get more TV and films here. And they're working on, you know, they've pushed the tax credit. It's not a lot, but, you know, they're working on it. And so I
it's
think
something.
This is going to be a tremendous help for that cause. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just really exciting.
And there have been other shows that have come to Kansas City for a little bit of an episode. Diners, Drive-Ins, and
right,
Dives.
Yeah. American
like
Ninja
that.
Warrior has filmed a couple episodes here.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just little things. But, you know, just getting a major show like Queer Eye, which is so popular right now, it's really a big deal. So
yeah.
I don't think people realize that what this is going to mean for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yep.
It's a very positive thing.
It
so,
is.
Anyway.
Okay, so getting back to the Emmys. Well, and also...
Are we still talking about the Emmys?
We also need to mention... Well, because Queer Eye is tied into the Emmys.
Yes, I know.
Also, Jonathan he's been nominated...
Oh, for Gay of Thrones.
Gay of Thrones.
Yes, which is great. And they were all in Kansas City when the Emmy noms came out, so it's just really sweet.
And
yeah.
I think that's what forced them to announce...
I think you're right.
Season 3 because...
Well, I think they also had a lot of media.
They were supposed to announce it
on Monday. Right, yeah.
So, and
well,
I think that kind of forced
yeah.
their hands because it's like, strike while the iron's hot.
Right, yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think they were getting a lot of questions from the media because I know there's a group of us in my newsroom who are just obsessed. And so we were just like, let's email everybody we can and force their hand. And they did. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right, so the Emmys, September 17th
yeah.
on NBC. And we'll be talking about the Emmys as we get closer.
Absolutely.
To Emmy time.
Anyway, there's a lot of great people nominated. A lot of great shows nominated. And it's always, I always enjoy the Emmys the most, I think, just because it is TV and...
Right. Well, I think the Golden Globes because it's a mix of TV.
Right. And movies. I like award shows. Yeah. I like... I should rephrase that. I don't like watching all of it because it's usually way, way too long.
Academy Awards.
Right. But I do like seeing people win who deserve it or who aren't expecting it. It's always fun. Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that does it for us, guys. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Remember, you can follow us on social media at A Gal and A Gay on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can also find us on our website, agalandagaypodcast.com. So, yeah, that's it. Quick note, Mick is going to San Diego Comic-Con next weekend.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the list right now.
And so I unfortunately do not get to go because I don't have the connections that Mick does.
What are you talking about? No, that is not right. You decided that you didn't have time to apply.
There's a whole different demographic. There's a whole thing here. You're on air. I'm not. It's a lot easier for you to get a press badge than it is for me. Huh. I don't want to get into this.
Well, we're not. But say that I'm more connected than you are. No,
he is. Nope. But anyway, Mick is going, and so look for some fun interviews from there.
Yes. So and follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
For all of those.
Okie dokie. Until then, bye bye, y'all.
All right. See you guys.